Doyle's call to replace Social Security numbers with randomly generated ID numbers came in response to a report from Milwaukee-based Metabante Corporation. The governor asked for the report after two incidents in January where either the state or a state-hired vendor mistakenly revealed people's Social Security numbers on the outside of a mailing. Sheila Conroy is with the Department of Administration. She says several agencies have already started to move away from using Social Security numbers when they don't have to.
So again, I think it's really a question of making that more consistent across the state agencies and making it clear that that should be an effort that everyone is undertaking.
Doyle also wants each agency to appoint a privacy officer responsible for overseeing and protecting sensitive information. And the governor wants a training program to teach all state employees how to handle that information. Conroy would not speculate as to whether that would have had any effect on the largest breach of Social Security numbers this year, which was overseen by a private vendor.
But I can say that going forward, we're certainly going to do all we can to create an education and a training program that will, you know, minimize any likelihood of another breach.
Conroy says there's no timeline yet for completing the recommendations. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.